The Browns will play their last home game of the regular season this Sunday when the Chicago Bears come to town. Here's head coach Rob Chuzinski with more.
Okay, good morning. Let's get right to Chicago. Tied with Detroit at 7-6 in the NFC North. A very good team coming off an impressive win against Dallas on Monday night. This is our last home game at home. We have great fans here. Really appreciate them. And it's important for us to show them on Sunday the direction that we're going and that we feel like we're going. We're committed to being our very best for this game. Offensively, as you look at Chicago, they're top 10 offense in most categories and really playing well. The quarterback position, obviously Cutler and McCown have both played and played at a high level. They're both good system fits for what they're doing, and they've been getting very good play out of both of them. I know that McCown was named as the offensive player of the week today, I believe. They have great weapons on offense, and as you look at their skilled players, Brandon Marshall and Jeffrey, big receivers, strong guys, the guys that can make things happen, real dynamic guys with the ball in their hands after the catch as well. Earl Bennett's a solid number three receiver, comes in and does a good job making plays. And Martellus Bennett, a big tight end, a very good combination player as a blocker and as a receiver. The guy who really, I think, is a key to their offense is Matt Forte, a complete player, a complete back. He can run, he can catch, and runs great routes, and he blocks for him as well when he needs to do that. And then Michael Bush is a change of pace runner that gets him tough yards inside. So you really look at the weapons and their skill positions and are really impressive there. I think their offensive line has played very well, given up, I think, the third fewest sacks in the league. They've run the ball. They've been balanced in what they're doing, and their offensive line is a big reason for that. The young guy Kyle Long was one of the top offensive linemen coming out. He's playing real well. Garza has been playing well for years inside at center, and Bushrod, I thought, had a great game this last one against Dallas. In protections. Defensively, they've had a number of injuries. I think they've, they're playing solid defense. I think they're playing their best defense that they've played of the season. They're great at takeaways. That's something that traditionally Chicago defenses have done very well. Peppers still playing at a high level up front. I know that Ratliff, they've moved in as well, so, and McClellan. So there's some guys up front that, can give you some issues there. Bostic's playing solid. He's playing inside at the Mike linebacker position in their 4-3. Briggs has been out and injured. We'll see what his status is for the game. And, of course, in the secondary, Jennings is playing very well at corner with Bowman. They have a solid secondary. You look at their special teams, great kicker in Robbie Gould. And, of course, Devin Hester is a returner, one of the best, if not the best, to ever play that position, and I know him well, and I've known him for a lot of years. Again, we're looking and committed to being at our best for this game and excited about being at home and this being our last game at home. I'll open it up for questions.
Injury-wise, who's out today?
Out we have Greco will not practice today, and we'll see where he's at as we go on with the week and his status for the game. And McGahee will not practice today. He's in the concussion protocol. Whedon is cleared to practice only, just for practice. And again, he still has some steps and hurdles to get through the concussion protocol, but he is cleared for practice today.
Did Bose get knocked out on that hit?
I don't know if it was knocked out or just, obviously he got the concussion on that play, on that running play.
So that's where you find that running back yesterday, I assume, because you don't know about Willis.
Not sure, yes.
Could he be done for this year? I mean, he looked pretty wobbly coming off that field.
I saw Willis this morning. We sent him home this morning, so, we'll see as the week goes on what his status is. He said he's feeling better, and, so we'll just go from there.
What do you know about Baker, the running back?
Norv was with him. He was out in San Diego last year on the practice squad, so Norv was familiar with him. He has good runs, good running skills, can move well. Obviously, he has some experience in the terminology in the system. And so I just met him yesterday, and he's here, and he'll be practicing today.
Chuck, the decision to waive Caleb Haney, does that mean Whedon goes back to number two?
Well, there's some things that Brandon has to clear this week and some of the hurdles I mentioned as far as getting cleared for the game. And we'll see how he practices this week, and then we'll make that determination. Tanny will still get some reps, and then we'll see later in the week how things go and how things progress. We'll make that determination later.
Showing a lot of progress this year. Is this kind of a measuring stick game for him?
I think it'll be a good challenge for Buster, for Joe, for all of our guys. And, you look at them position by position, and they're a tough team to match up with in that way. And, I mentioned a number of those guys that give you the issues and the size of those guys, even when you have good coverage on them still being able to make plays in those type of situations. So it will be. It'll be a good challenge for those guys as well as the other guys who are going to be covering Martellus Bennett and Matt Forte and the rest of their offense.
Where have your paths, at all, crossed with Mark Pressman? And, he's waited a long time. One of those guys have waited a long time to kind of get this shot. Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I've known Mark for a long time. I've never worked with him. He coached at University of Miami a while back, and so we've got to know each other through the years and have kept in touch. And obviously he's done a great job in a lot of different places and everywhere he's been, whether it was in college, whether it was in the CFL, or whether it was in the NFL in previous times he's been here. Very intelligent, great coach, and I have a lot of respect for Mark, his staff. Mel Tucker I've worked with in the past as well before. So they do a great job, and they've done a great job this season.
This Oilers role that you guys are in these last few weeks?
We really haven't talked about it as that type of role. We've more focused on what we need to do in our approach for the game, being consistent in that approach for the game. So, I haven't talked about with our team, underdog or spoiler or any of those kind of things. We're approaching and playing the December. It's important for us to play this December. These are important games for us, and that's been our approach all along. And, I want to see us continue to make progress. And, as I've mentioned before, I feel like we're on the right track. And, so these games are important for that.
Why is McCown playing at this level? It seems like nobody's ever seen him play before him.
I think as I look at them, I think both McCown and Cutler are very good fits for their system. And, you watch the game, and he's making very good decisions. He's getting the ball out, accurate, running at the times he needs to run and make plays with his feet. And he's just playing real good football. And obviously the people around him are making a difference too, and that, they're getting open and they're pretty formidable guys.
Chad, do you believe games carry over into next year? I mean, we've seen team win the final four games here and then lose the next six to start the next year. I mean, is it realistic to say that it does carry over?
Well, there's aspects and elements that can carry over. Certainly what you do at the end of a season doesn't necessarily guarantee what you're going to do at the start of the next season. But as I've mentioned before, I think the things that I like that, we've developed a mindset with this team, and I've seen that evolve, and it will continue to evolve. I think there's a number of things from a player development standpoint that we've been able to do, and I think you're seeing some guys really taking steps. And those are the things coming out of the season that you would want to go forward, as you're pushing through off season and into the next season.
That McCown's a good fit for that system. Question is, how good a fit is Campbell for your system, and how good a ball is he playing right now relative to what you might have expected before you even saw him start this year?
Yeah, I think that from a system standpoint, he's been in it and he's had success in it before. This last game, I think that He played very well, as I've mentioned. His decision-making, leadership on the field, running when he needed to run, making first downs and making plays, was impressive. And, hopefully he can continue that, and I think that his experience and maturity have really helped in that regard.
Obviously, this isn't a decision you make until much later, but have you seen enough of Campbell to conclude that he can be an effective starter in the league, whether it's here or somewhere else?
Well, I think that he's shown that he can do it, and really it's a matter of consistency, continuity, and some of those things, availability for us this season that we haven't necessarily had every week, and that's what we're striving for at that position. I think our guys, including, they look at the coaching staff and Norv, as well as the players, have made great adjustments during the course of the season.
Pinkston played right guard a little bit before Greco got hurt, before Greco went out.
He did. He did.
It was part of the plan to get him back in?
It was part of the plan.
I assume he would go to left guard if John can't play.
And that's what he did in the game, and that would be the plan. He'll get reps at left guard this week. I thought he did a good job. I was impressed with him stepping in. He actually played right and left, and didn't miss a beat when he jumped over to from one place to the other. And it was very competitive in the game. That's what I noticed just seeing him, very into the game. And obviously there's always some technical things guys can do better and work on and focus on, but that part of it I was impressed with.
Was a coach at Miami in the early 80s and Kosar was there. What were you, a student or player or grad?
I was here in Ohio at that point. He left right before I went down there as a player.
Anything in his system specifically that helps him? He's known as this offensive wizard kind of guy. Is there anything unique about his approach or is it kind of an offshoot of everybody else's?
I think it's a lot of X's and O's are very similar across the league, so you don't see something that's unique. I think the key is how you coach it, and I think that he's done a great job in that regard. Obviously, he's experienced and he's run and has evolved over time. If you look at what he was doing, 10 years ago, it's evolved from that time, and certainly his experiences have added to that. But he does a great job, knowing what he wants and relaying that and teaching the guys that.
You expecting McCown or Cup?
We're going to be prepared for both, and we have to be prepared for both. I'm sure they're not going to announce that and let us know on that. The system, they both are good fits for the system, and there's similarities between them as players. A few differences. I mean, you look at arm strength, that would be one thing that's different. But as far as how it relates to what they're doing with either guy, it doesn't affect them.